Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is from the Old Testament lesson from Ecclesiastes 1 and 2, especially that very first verse. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. This is our text. Have you ever woke up in the morning and put your feet on the floor and wonder, why do I do this every single day? It doesn't matter what kind of job you have, the question is, why do we do it? Day after day, week after week, year after year, we get out of bed, we get ready for the day, and we spend the next 8, 10, 12, 14 hours doing what we do. Day after day after day. Doesn't it seem pointless at times? Doesn't it seem meaningless? For all the work that we do, what do we really get accomplished? I mean, we work and we work and we work, and then one day we aren't going to be able to work anymore, and someone is going to take over what for us, and they may just undo all the good that we thought that we did. So what's the point of that? Are we just here to accumulate the most toys, to get the biggest houses, to buy the most cars? Well, if you've ever felt like that, then you can relate with King Solomon in our Old Testament lesson for today. You know King Solomon. He was the son of David. He was the second child of Bathsheba. The Bible tells us that Solomon was the wisest man in the world, chosen by God specifically to build the temple for the people to worship and sacrifice in. We find out from the Bible that he has 300 wives and 700 concubines to keep him busy. King Solomon was the richest man in the world at the time. He was the most powerful man in the world, with the strongest army in the world. Under Solomon, Israel was totally united, and they were wealthy. They had no enemies, and there was peace over the whole land. If you know your Bible, you know that Solomon wrote three books in the Bible. He probably wrote Song of Songs first in praise of wisdom and his relationship with God when he was pretty new to being a king and therefore fairly young. The book of Proverbs probably came a little later as he matured in life and at the height of his wisdom after having much experience as king over Israel. And this book of Ecclesiastes was probably written last, after Solomon had left God for a time to follow his pagan wives and pagan worship and to study everything under the sun, as he talks about in the text. But then, by the grace of God, he came back to God and realized how meaningless and worthless and pointless everything was. The word vanity is used 38 times in the book of Ecclesiastes. We find it used 5 times in the first verse of our text alone. It's used 10 times in our entire text. Now, when we think of the word vanity, we think of somebody that's consumed with excessive pride or admiration of their own appearance, their own achievements. It's synonymous with the word conceit. But the word vanity has a second definition in the dictionary, and it's that definition that applies to our text for today. You see, the word vanity also means worthless or futile. The New International Version of the Bible, the one we used to use, used the word meaningless. Meaningless, meaningless, all is meaningless, everything is meaningless. It also is synonymous with the word useless or pointless or worthlessness or fruitlessness. So Solomon says in our text for today, "And I applied my heart to seek and to search out all wisdom, all that is done under heaven." What that means is that while he was apart from God, he studied everything. He would have studied every kind of science and medicine. He would have studied philosophy and art. He would have studied architecture and music and zoology. I mean, Solomon would have studied everything. He is, after all, the smartest and wisest man in the whole entire world. He studied all that is done under heaven. And what does he say the fruit of all of that study was? It was all vanity. It was pointless. It was meaningless. It was worthless. A striving after the wind. Then in Ecclesiastes 1:14, Solomon writes, "I have seen everything that is done under heaven, and behold, all is vanity and is striving after the wind." In essence, what Solomon is saying is, if I, the king of Israel, the most powerful man in the world, the wisest and richest man in the world, have discovered that I myself have been involved in totally pointless pursuits, you can only imagine how pointless everyone else's pursuits are, including yours. People universally try to quench their thirst with things that turn out to be mere mirages. As it turns out, there is no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Admittedly, most of the book of Ecclesiastes sounds pessimistic, and yet there is a point to this pessimism. In chapter 2, verse 24, Solomon gets the whole point of the book when he says, "This also I saw is from the hand of God, for apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? For the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy." For you see, all that studying that Solomon did, all that observation that Solomon did was apart from God. It was done during a time when his life was separate from God, while he was away from God, and he found out that everything was pointless. And that's the way it is with us. Without God in our lives, life is pointless. Without God in our lives, all we can look forward to is handing off our passions to the next person. Without God in our lives, we continue in our sinful way and we are doomed to destruction. There cannot be any true joy apart from God. For as Solomon says, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. No one else can give true joy except God. You can be rich and wealthy, amazingly smart, have the biggest house, have the best of cars, and still be angry, bitter, and unhappy without God in your lives. On the other hand, with God in your life, you can struggle with problem after problem, not have a penny in your hand, live in a 5x5 shack with everybody living and sleeping in the same bed with you, and be totally content with what you have. Listen very carefully. If you want to give meaning to your life, if you want a reason to get out of bed in the morning, if you want to be happy, then put your faith and trust in God. It's not going to stop your problems. Your problems are not going to go away. But with God in your life, you will be able to handle your problems, and life won't be vanity anymore. In Jesus' name, amen.